Good morning. You clearly can all hear me. Fantastic. So no more videos, I'm afraid. The talk will be giving in person. I actually have a few questions to those of you actually in the front. I know it might seem a little bit of an odd question, given that the weather outside is not that warm, but how many of you enjoy swimming? Oh, there's a few people. Fantastic. And what sort of items would you take to the beach or to the pool? Pardon? A ball? I do have a ball here. What else would you take? Oh, a floaty. I think I might have a floaty here. No, I don't have a floaty. What else would you take? Pardon? A towel. Terrific. Excellent. What else? Pardon? Goggles. Do I have goggles I have here? What else do we need? Indeed, sun cream I have here as well. And what else? Swim costume. Terrific. Excellent. And for those of you who have got delicate hair, you might even wear actually a swim hat. So prepared for everything. Well, in today's story, as we've just heard, there was a man who wanted to get ready for a visit to the pool. But it was a very special pool, not the swimming pool that we normally tend to go to. And the man in the story was lame. He couldn't walk, and he hadn't been able to walk for 38 years. Can any of you younger ones imagine what 38 years must feel like? That's even probably longer than your parents have been alive. That's such a long time. Of the younger generation, sorry. The pool was called Bethesda, and I'm afraid I can't pronounce it correctly, which means House of Mercy. And as we've just heard, it was near a temple, so people had ideas that it was holy or special, as we sometimes get these places of worship that people feel that there might be something special about them. And in fact, there was a superstitious legend, as we've just heard, that every now and then an angel would come and stir up the water in the pool. And it was said that the first person to get into the water after that stirring would be healed. So lots and lots of people who were there were sick or blind or lame, would sit by that pool day after day, waiting to be that very first person, just hoping that they would be lucky one day to make it into the water first, if they saw this special whirlpool in action. Can you imagine how busy it must have been around the pool? Like when you're doing a race with your friends and you just want to come first. That's what it must have been like. Well, this lame man that we've just heard about had been waiting there too. But he didn't feel very hopeful since he couldn't walk. He was never going to be able to be the first one to get into the pool. But anyway, Jesus came by and spotted this man. Out of all these people, he spotted that man, that lame man. And Jesus singled him out of the crowd and asked him if he wanted to be healed. Well, that seems an obvious question, right? Of course he wanted to be healed. Why else would he be next to the pool? He explains the situation, but he didn't realize who he was speaking to. So Jesus gave him some directions. He didn't provide deep explanations or even tell the man who he was. He just told him to pick up his bed and walk. Immediately, the man was healed. It didn't take another 38 years or special bubbling water. He was just healed. It was just a word from Jesus and an action of obedience by doing what Jesus had asked him to do, and the man was healed. Do you always do what your parents ask you to do immediately? Are you being obedient? Wave your hands if you are. Well, I'm certainly not. But as I said, not sure how about you, but sometimes I put my hope into things, and maybe you do the same by thinking, if I just say the right words or go to the right places, maybe that will work out well for us. Maybe you might pay to superstitions or good luck charms, which A good luck charm could be a cuddly toy, you know, that you take with you when you're writing exams or when you're going to the kindergarten the first time by yourself, that will bring you luck. Well, if we focus too much on those silly things, if I might call them, we can miss out on God himself. Jesus is the only one in whom we can truly place our trust. The lame man didn't recognize Jesus as the Messiah, but when he was willing to follow directions, and as a result, he received the healing he had hoped for so many years of waiting. When we recognize that our hope is in Christ alone, we know that only he has the power in our lives. That does not always mean that miracles will happen. We might still experience pain or difficulty, but we trust that God knows what he is doing, and we need to be willing to change. We can't just sit around hoping to jump in the pool someday and everything is going to be fine. We have to be ready to do something different. Change our ways, and sometimes it might feel you have to follow seemingly strange instructions. Do you know the feeling of following strange instructions that you might be given by your parents or grandparents, aunties, or even maybe here's by somebody from church? Who knows? Jesus brings peace, not legends or rules or silly things like a good luck charm. Our healing might look distinct from what we would have initially expected, but we know that only God can bring hope and peace. Now, everybody, are you ready? Do you want to get better? Then jump on in and follow him. Thank you very much.